All right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with a very special guest today, Rachel Sage. Welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me on your program.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you here. I have a list of things to talk about with you, so I hope to get to all of them. So if I'm a little bit out of order, please just keep me on track because there's a lot of stuff I want to cover.
I probably won't keep you on track. Sounds like
we
get along either way.
Nice. So as we talked about just for a second before we started recording, and I saw it on Facebook that you just got back from Folk Alliance 16.
I did. It was quite a whirlwind. I think I played 10 or 11 showcases with my fantastic accompanist, Kelly Halloran, on fiddle. And it was just great to kind of dip back into that pond of acoustic mayhem and get our performance chops back. It's a lot of action in a very limited amount of time.
Well, I saw the list on your website, and I wasn't sure if those were all the little, you know, venues and things that you were playing, or if you were just kind of listing all that were available, but it sounds like you hit a lot of different performance spaces there.
We did, and, you know, that's just my attitude in general. If you're going to do something, do it 100%, and, you know, every time that we have an opportunity to perform one of these sort of acoustic unplugged showcases at Folk Alliance, you just never know who's going to walk in the room, and sometimes people come in and they jam with you. I mean, it's really very spontaneous and exciting and a whole different kind of energy from being holed up in the studio, you know, tinkering with all your equipment for a couple months.
So right.
It's a welcome change.
Yeah, because you get that immediate response to things. It's not just you and your bandmates. You're out there in the public, and you can see right away if they like it or maybe don't quite get
That's
it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, people are pretty direct and the response is authentic, and it can be trial by fire, but it's also a very warm and positive community in general. So, you know, if something doesn't go as well as you wanted it to in one room, you try it differently in the next one, and you kind of feel like by the end of it, you've evolved more in a short span of time than you might have in months or even a year. It's really an intense event, and I encourage any singer-songwriter who feels comfortable just playing solo or with a duo to just try it out, and I'm sure it'll be an adventure for you.
I don't know much about the Folk Alliance itself. Has that been going on for many years, and have you attended it multiple years?
It has been going on a very long time, well before I discovered it. And my understanding is, you know, some of the folks I latched onto in college had even done it.
Oh, wow.
Teenagers like Ali DeFranco, you know, I know she attended. And I didn't really find out about it until about 10 years after that. But I've been going a number of years now, and it's always exciting and a nice contrast to like I mentioned, recording, but also
right.
Touring larger venues and festivals where, you know, you step out on a stage in front of hundreds or thousands of people, it's a very different sort of skill set that you're harnessing. And I think it's good to exercise all those muscles.
Oh, that's cool. Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
Thank you.
So I see that on May 20th, this is a very exciting year for you as well. In a couple months, you're going to be releasing your brand new album, Choreographic.
That's right. And, I've just gotten a chance to perform all these songs live for the first time.
Yeah.
So I'm still kind of wrapping my head around what it all means, but it's an album that was, you know, loosely inspired by my incredibly just rich experience with dance as a dancer and as a former dancer. I studied at School of American Ballet as a kid and had the incredible opportunity to dance with New York City Ballet and
wow.
In all kinds of ballets like the Nutcracker and Coppelia. But then I sort of, you know, stepped away from that world for a number of years and only was recently lured back into it by the strange and, intriguing phenomenon that is Dance Mom,
right.
The TV show.
I'm no stranger to the ballet world myself.
Tell me, what's your connection to it?
Well, I grew up with a family up the street, very close friends with them. I know the amount of dedication that goes into that. You know, to kind of choose that and how sometimes you have to not do things that other kids are doing and you have to let some stuff go to be dedicated, to be really good at it. I mean, you could be casual about it. You can go for classes, but if you really want to take it somewhere, it demands a lot from you.